advice for women dating in their early 20s. Don't sleep with people, right? Not unless that is a serious, serious relationship. And if you're hooking up or dating someone and they're like, yeah, I don't really want to get married, just dump them. Who cares about that person? Like, and if you think that you're going to date them and then change them into someone who does want to get married, they kind of sound like a loser to begin with. So, welcome to episode 155 of my podcast. I did a Q&A and a personal life update, which I haven't done in about a year. I hope you enjoy it. Before we get into that, though, today's episode is sponsored by Rabbit Air. Each year since 2009, Inc. magazine has consistently rated Rabbit Air as one of the fastest growing companies in the U.S., and for good reason. Their latest innovation, the A3 Ultra Quiet Air Purifier, seen right over there next to my sexy couch, won the IFIDEA Good Design and the world's most prestigious Red Dot Design Award thanks to its stylish design and the advanced filtration technology that targets airborne allergens, particles, and odors effectively. There it is, back there, squished by my couch that finally made it to the U.S. It's a good-looking air purifier. It's a good-looking couch. The A3 model uses a 6-stage filtration and deodorization system to maximize air cleanliness in your home. It can cover an area up to 1,000 square feet and filters 8,560 cubic feet of air every 30 minutes. We breathe in nearly 2,000 gallons of air a day, and Americans on average spend 90% of their day indoors. Air purifiers are necessary, in my opinion, when you have animals and allergies, and great for keeping dust down in your house. They make the air smell better too. Please do yourself a favor and visit rabbitair.com today to see their models, or call them 24/7 to speak to a Rabbit Air consultant. That's rabbitair.com for access to the best air purifiers you'll find anywhere. Thanks for tuning in and enjoy this episode. Let me know if you like the Q&As, and I'll do more if you do. Remember to hit subscribe if you also enjoy these. I hope you like it. Hey guys, I'm gonna do a brief update and a Q&A. I haven't done a Q&A in about a year, and my life has drastically improved since my last Q&A. A lot has happened, so I guess I'll start with last September, I relocated to Tennessee to escape Canada because I was really worried about COVID lockdowns, and I was worried that I wasn't going to be able to travel if I wasn't vaccinated. So I kind of skedaddled. I threw away most of my stuff, although, you see the background? This showed up today. My couch has made it finally from Canada, which makes me really happy to have some of my stuff because I literally came to the U.S. with 2 suitcases full of podcast equipment, and that was basically it. So I moved to Tennessee, and I loved Nashville, but basically, as soon as I got there, I got bronchitis, and then I just got bronchitis again, and then Scarlett was getting bronchitis, and then in December, we both had pneumonia. We had to go on steroids and antibiotics for pneumonia. Then I got COVID again, and then January was healthy for a month, and then Scarlett and I both started getting bronchitis again, and it finally occurred to me, I was like, this hasn't happened to me since I was in grade 5. What's going on? I used to get bronchitis all the time until I was diagnosed with asthma, and it turns out people with tree allergies shouldn't live in Tennessee. So I got Scarlett's allergies tested, and she has tree allergies pretty severely. And if you have tree allergies, it makes you susceptible to viral infections. So whenever she got a cold, it would just go into her lungs and she'd get bronchitis. And I was getting bronchitis. So we moved, and now I'm in Miami. I love Miami. There are just palm trees here. Well, except in South Miami, but I'm not in South Miami. There's lots of oak trees there. I avoided those. I'm a bubble person. What can I say? Anyway, things are good. I'm in Miami. What else happened? I got married. So last August, I met Jordan Fuller in Austin. I went to go explore Austin to see if I wanted to relocate there. Nashville was kind of a random decision. One of my friends moved there and she suggested Nashville. And I decided I like Nashville after I went to Austin and saw that there were just homeless people everywhere. There were tents everywhere. And I didn't want to move from Canada in Toronto, where I was in a condo downtown and there were tents outside, to Austin, where there were also tents outside, except the homeless people were scarier. And I've been back to Austin since then, and it's cleaned up and it's a lot better now. But last summer it was in rough shape. Anyway, I met Jordan Fuller there, and last summer I was having a pretty rough time. I was, there was a lot of work things going on, but more importantly, my dad was still quite ill with akathisia, which is the worst thing really that can happen to somebody. I wrote an article about it, actually, I'll link it below. He was still quite ill. I was going through a divorce, which wasn't going terribly, but it was still awful, obviously. And I wasn't depressed, but I was just not feeling well. And I met him, and he's, like, I wouldn't say kind, but he's a really, really good person and really stable. And I guess I fell in love with him pretty quickly in Austin. He showed me around Austin and just pointed out why I shouldn't live there. And he also helped me find God, I think. I talked about this before, but I was always kind of agnostic, or I wasn't an atheist ever. I was agnostic, and my dad being my dad, I knew the psychological significance of the biblical stories, but they never resonated with me, and I didn't really understand what, not that I do now, but I didn't really understand what God meant, or when people said they had God, or they were leaning on God, or God was giving them strength. I was just like, that sounds nice, but I don't know what that means. And something hit me last August, and it just kind of switched on one day. I was like, Jordan said, how are you doing? Funny, I married somebody with my dad's name. Don't comment on it. There's no meaning behind that. It's a coincidence, and purely a coincidence. But he was like, how are you doing? Like, how are you holding up with everything that's going on? And I kind of said, well, I'm not depressed, but I'm not doing well. I'm pretty unhappy. And he said, well, you need God. And I said, well, that's all fine and dandy, but I don't know what that means, and I don't know how to get it. And he said, ask him to reveal himself to you. And so I went home and prayed, and I prayed because I was in a really bad place, and I was like, anything. I was like at my lowest point. Most of that was because dad was still sick, and I'd spent 2 years doing primary care for my dad and dealing with media and dealing with online criticism and trying to figure out what was wrong with him and how to help him, and it just didn't feel like it was going away anywhere. And I was sad, like heartbroken about that. And so I prayed for God to reveal himself to me. And then the next day, a whole bunch of aspects of my life just kind of got a little bit better. They just turned, instead of getting worse, they got better. And that was enough for me. And so since then, I think because I've found that, and I can lean on that, I've felt so much calmer since last August, and things have just been going really well. So I've been working on, I dropped my podcast from twice a week to once a week because I was, working on my dad's brand. So I oversee everything kind of online, PR, and then all the social media and podcast and all the requests that come in and everything. And that is more than a full-time job. I'm working constantly. That, and then I have my podcast obviously going on. Hopefully I'm going to go back to twice a week, actually. We've got Opposing Views. I have Smart Drugs launching soon, which starts with, so the company is called Smart Drugs, and then the first product is going to be After Party, which is a hangover pill. So if people weren't calling me a quack before, they will certainly be calling me a quack now. But it works, just like the diet works. The hangover pills work. They're called dihydromyricetin. They will be out shortly. I'll link the website below so you can sign up if you want to be notified when they're launching. But I've been using them since I was 20. Whenever I drink, I still drink vodka sodas. And I do not drink without them. Otherwise, zero carb and alcohol gives you the worst hangovers known to man. So I don't drink without these guys. So I've been working on that launch. And then I have electrolytes coming out. And you guys might have heard about them because I've been talking about them for like 2 years. And it's taken that long, partly because of COVID and partly because I want them to be very clean. I had a pretty awful reaction to citric acid last summer, which is in everything. Citric acid is in everything. It made me wired, screwed up my skin. My face got all puffy. If you look at the podcast from last summer and I kind of look like that, it's because I was drinking electrolytes with citric acid in them and my body was not happy with me about that. So I had to redo my electrolytes so that they don't have citric acid in them. But those are going to be launching in probably 3 months, probably in the fall. And then I haven't had time to work on my book in almost a year, and I really need to finish that up. And now that my dad is doing better, much, much better, thank God, I'm going to have time to finish up my book. But it's probably going to take 6 months because I have about 2 years to write still. It's a memoir. I think that's good enough for a catch-up. I'm going to get to the Q&A. Exercise routine. What is my exercise routine? I haven't exercised in a year. Now, I wouldn't recommend that, but because I had bronchitis so much in Tennessee, I was exhausted all the time, so I didn't exercise. So yesterday, I got this machine because I can't squat because of my ankle. This beautiful, you see this gnarly scar? Yeah, that's a replaced ankle, twice replaced. And it's not great for squatting. And I want to squat. So I got this machine where you kind of like hold onto it and go up and down. And I did that yesterday and I have sore quads. So yesterday is the first time I exercised in legitimately a year. So I don't have an exercise routine. The reason I am skinny and the only reason I'm skinny is because of the diet I'm on, the Lion diet, 100%. Otherwise, I would not be skinny. Diet update. Okay, so I am still only eating ruminant meat. I am not dead. I'm doing very well. I switched over from, I ate like beef and salt and water for about 2 years. I have actually switched over. So I eat bison and lamb and I've been doing that for about 2 years. And I actually just switched back to beef because it turns out I can eat it if it's not aged. So most beef is aged because some horrible person decided aged meat was a good idea. It's not. It's not. Okay. All I eat is meat. So if anyone can say it's a bad idea, it's me. It's a bad idea. I can't eat it. It upsets my stomach. So I found a company that does unaged beef and now I'm back eating steak, which is amazing. Actually, I can't take credit for that. Jordan found a company that does unaged steak. He found me steak, which is great. Kind of like going out and hunting and bringing back steak. I haven't had steak in 2 years, so it was pretty exciting. Do I have any hidden talents? I do. Look at this. That's my talent. Do I have any other hidden talents? I can play piano, but not that well. I'm extremely fast at typing. I can actually type faster than my dad, and he's extremely fast at typing. So that's a hidden talent, I guess, but I think the eye is more impressive. You can do that. I used to do that if I was having a conversation with somebody and I was bored. Isn't that rude? It's rude. How many kids do you want? Well, I have one and I would probably like 3 or 4 more. I do not enjoy being pregnant, so that's going to make the whole thing tricky, but I would like 3 or 4 more. I think not having kids is a massive mistake and I'm fortunate enough and I work hard enough that I think the next kids I have, I'll have more help. It was pretty hard with Scarlett. I was like, I literally had her on my lap and I was working on my computer at the same time and it wasn't fun and it was stressful. And I didn't end up getting help until she was a year old. And I didn't have family around to help. Mom and dad were on tour. My brother's younger than me. So it wasn't easy. And it'll be much easier now. So 3 or 4, I think. What are the most attractive non-physical qualities? This one's fun. I think the most attractive non-physical qualities would be stability. So somebody who's low in neuroticism. Those are people, I think with men, it's even more important because then women get this feeling of safety around them. If I'm around a neurotic man, it's just, it gives me danger vibes in a way that is unsettling and like kind of disgusting. So I would say the best feature a man can have is being emotionally stable. And if somebody listening out there is a neurotic dude, diet can help. Okay. Removing inflammatory components of your diet so your body isn't always angry at you can help your neuroticism levels. It lowered mine dramatically. My neuroticism levels used to be at 97th percentile. I got that from my dad's personality test at understandmyself.com. They were way up there. Withdrawal was high, volatility was high, neuroticism was high. And when I healed and went on the diet, they lowered and now my withdrawal is extremely low. My volatility is very low. I'm something like 20th percentile in neuroticism, which means I don't get bothered by very much. And so having a man that's low in neuroticism is very attractive. What else? And then intelligence. low in neuroticism and intelligence, and I think you're pretty much good. Ideally, having a sense of humor would be good too. But I think if you find somebody who's smart and not very neurotic, they're probably going to have a sense of humor. Do I take any vitamins or supplements? No. The only thing I take occasionally are unflavored electrolytes, which I will soon be producing and selling. So I do use unflavored electrolytes sometimes. And if I drink, I take the hangover pill for sure. After party, 100%. Other than that, I don't take any vitamins or supplements. I tried taking zinc earlier this year because I was sick with bronchitis and pneumonia constantly, and I was just awake all night, wired. I was like, who takes zinc and doesn't sleep? Me. So I don't take anything. I'm very careful with what I take. If I have a headache, I will take Tylenol. That's about it. What was my favorite unhealthy food? Angel food cake. When I first went low carb, I was having awful cravings because going low carb is really hard. And I tried to make angel food cake, but I tried to replace all the ingredients with ingredients I could eat on my diet. So I was like, I wasn't eating eggs. So it was like powdered egg replacement. I don't even know what that's made out of. Powdered egg replacement, coconut flour, coconut sugar. It was basically just coconut and it wasn't very good. It turns out it's really hard to make angel food cake if you replace all the ingredients with coconut. But if I had a cheat food, if I could just eat one thing, it would probably be angel food cake, which is why earlier I said if it wasn't for the diet, I would be fat. Oh, speaking of fat, what is my stance on dad's not beautiful tweets? What is my stance? A lot of people were upset by that. And they're like, oh, people can be beautiful at any size. Not really. I know that when I was like, I lost a bunch of weight going low carb. And when I was overweight, I was uglier. And that's just how it is. And I think that's because you're actually healthier if you're at a healthy weight. So what do I think? I think that putting your views out on Twitter is a waste of time, but I don't see anything wrong with what he said. It's Sports Illustrated. Put on somebody who's sporty and healthy and athletic and being like, well, you can be athletic if you're 400 pounds. Probably. You can probably be strong, but you're not healthy, objectively. So I don't know. I don't see anything wrong with most of what my dad does. I think he's a little inflammatory, but it's kind of funny. I think it's kind of funny. This episode of the podcast was brought to you by Gold Co., a leader in the precious metals industry. If you live in the United States, the sponsor has a message for you. The U.S. government wants you to believe the federal debt is only $31 trillion. Still a lot of money. They want you to believe that the national debt is as under control as it possibly can be, but the published number representing the debt of the U.S. is more than 4.5 times lower than the nation's real debt. Today, the U.S. is over $140 trillion in debt. That includes public debt, assets, and liabilities reported in the financial report of the U.S. government, as well as unfunded Social Security and Medicare promises. Over the course of the average American's life, that could cost them $919,000. Inflation and tax hikes seem like the government's only way out of this. Dad and I both have investments in gold. It's a good way to diversify your portfolio. You can call Gold Co. today to see how you can get paid to protect your retirement. Call 866-458-0486 or visit mplikesgold.com and they'll give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. Their Better Business Bureau score is A+, and now is a good time to not rely purely on cash. That's 866-458-0486 or visit mplikesgold.com. Tell them that I sent you. Thank you, Gold Co., for sponsoring this episode and for the potential $10,000 silver offer. Enjoy the rest of this episode. Any tattoos? If not, why? Okay, so when I was 14, I got my belly button pierced. When I was 16, I had my tongue pierced. When I was 20, I got my nose pierced. And at some point, I had 13 piercings. There's a lot of piercings. I don't have that many anymore. I have my ears though. Look at those shine. But I don't think Jordan would be impressed if I had my industrial, like the one that goes across here. Whoa, backwards here. The industrial, I like that. I thought it was cool. I might bring it back. We'll see. But the reason I don't have a tattoo is because I drew a tattoo. I wanted to get a tattoo because I've got this scar from my hip replacement. And I was like, already covered in scars. Who cares if I have tattoos? And I drew a picture of a dragon and I put it on my fridge. And I was like, if I don't touch this for a month, then I'll get a tattoo. And I kept editing it. And I was like, well, if I want to edit my tattoo, then I probably shouldn't stick it on my body. And that is why I haven't got a tattoo. And now that I'm 30, I probably won't get a tattoo. Yep, no, I'm probably not going to get a tattoo or any more piercings, but I am going to keep these guys. I like these. If everybody stopped sneezing, how long would it take for you to notice? Possibly years. I might die without noticing. So I don't actually go out very often. I was talking to Jordan about this yesterday. I used to at least go out and I probably drank too much, honestly, but I used to go out and drink, and that was my kind of relax after a long week, go out and drink with some friends. And for the last year, it's been like nonstop work. Seriously nonstop. My dad signed on with Daily Wire, and Jordan and I did a lot of the legwork behind that. So that was a lot of work for months and months and months. And growing brands is actually hard. I think people are understanding that more. You know, a couple of years ago it was, oh, you have a social media following, you don't do anything other than take selfies all day. That is not true. Social media is basically just marketing, so you have to learn how to market. So I've been doing that, and I love working. I love working. If I'm not working, I would go crazy if I couldn't work. So I've basically been working. And one of the things I like about Jordan too is he works really hard all the time too. And that's really fun. So we can work together. But basically 9 or 10 at night, I'm working. So that's answering emails or pushing things forward. One of the huge things that I'm working on that will do this big launch, but I'll tell you guys first anyway, Peterson Academy, which is so much fun. And that's taking up a huge chunk of my time. So we're contacting professors from around the world. We got a studio in Miami to film 6 to 8 hour courses. We're going to offer accreditation through Peterson Academy. We're trying to become the first online university that's teaching actual material. We'll start with liberal arts degrees and then move into marketing and business. After launch, which we are planning for next February, we have an app in development. It's going to be like a subscription site so you can log in and you can get access to all the content. It's going to be epic, epic. And so that's taking up a ton of my time, but that's super fun. I don't remember where I was going with that, but that's another fun project. Actually, I'll link that below too. So I have a bunch of things linked below. Smart drugs, but Peterson Academy is the big one that I'm excited about. Advice for women dating in their early 20s. Don't sleep with people, right? Not unless that is a serious, serious relationship. And if you're hooking up or dating someone and they're like, yeah, I don't really want to get married, just dump them. Who cares about that person? Like, and if you think that you're going to date them and then change them into someone who does want to get married, they kind of sound like a loser to begin with. So get rid of that person. That, or like sit them down and have a very serious conversation and ask questions like, do you ever want to get married? Okay, well, if you do, when do you want to get married? And make sure that your dreams align with their dreams, because if you're dating somebody and they don't have any plan on getting married, then you're wasting your time. And that's trickier for women, because women are most attractive and most fertile when they're young. And men, I would say, get more attractive, you know, in their mid-30s, maybe even 40s, and they get richer. So they have time that you don't have. So make sure the person that you're with has the same kind of goals as you. Don't just sleep around. It doesn't help you. And don't be ashamed of actually talking about what you want. If you want to get married and you want to have kids, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. And for some reason, society at the moment is telling young women that they should just sleep around and work in well into their 30s, because having kids forever is easy. Don't worry, like, science has caught us up, so you can have kids whenever you want, which fortunately there are ways to have kids and extend the period of time you can have kids, but some people aren't that lucky and you don't know if you're one of those people. But it's totally fine to talk to someone and say, hey, I do want to get married. I do want to have kids. That's healthy. And any sane man would be attracted to that. So don't just go with the flow, which is, at least when I was in university, which is party, sleep around, and dampen down, you know, long-term goals. And I think it's also easier when you get a bit older to differentiate between who actually is smart and has it together and who doesn't. I had a very difficult time when I was in my early 20s figuring out who was smart and who wasn't smart. I think that's my advice, is for relationships, try to find somebody who aligns. And honestly, if you're in university and you can't find any guy who doesn't suck, maybe go to church. That might be a way to do it. People with Christian values are pretty solid people. It's probably a controversial thing to say. Go fishing for a husband at church, but it might be a good idea. Ooh, this is fun. When should the guy get married? Before or after getting his career on track? I think it totally depends on who you meet. You don't want to meet the girl of your dreams and then think, well, I have to get my career on track. And I know there are a lot of red pill people out there that are like, just wait till your mid-30s, get your career on track, make all your money, then hook up with a 23-year-old because they're most fertile at 23. But if you find somebody you like, I'm not entirely sure who I was imitating there. If you find somebody you like, then just marry them, because marrying somebody and getting that relationship organized in your life can excel your career, right? If you have someone there to help you, that can actually help your work life. And then like role reversing, I work with my husband, so it's a bit different, but being in a stable relationship with somebody who helps me has made me 10 times more productive, and I've made him more productive. So I think if you find the right person, it can help excel your career. So I wouldn't put off marriage, but I would, you know, focusing on work as a dude, I think isn't a bad idea. Focusing on work as a girl either. I mean, I like working all the time. All those people online really that say, I don't agree with people that put women in a category that's like, okay, you should be staying at home and having kids. And I know a lot of women who do want to stay home and have kids, which is totally fine. And if you do, that is healthy and you shouldn't be ashamed of it. But if you don't want to stay home and have kids, you also shouldn't be ashamed of that. I know that if I just stayed home and had kids, I would go batshit so fast. It'd be like 6 months and I'd be crazy. So I think try and envision the life that you want and make that happen, right? And I wouldn't, you know, keep your dreams small. I think you can dream up whatever you want, right? And who says you can't have that? Why is it that some people become billionaires or start companies and some people have yachts? Some people achieve these things or have, you know, 5 kids. Some people achieve these things. So why couldn't that be you, right? So dream up however you want your life to be and then assume that that can happen and work your way towards it, right? I think that the glass ceilings that exist, we just put in place ourselves. Who do you hope to be in 5 years? Ooh, okay, 5 years. I would like two or three more kids. I would like to have launched Peterson Academy. I would like that to be the most successful online education platform. I would like to have published my book at least 5 years away. That's way too far. I'd like to have published my book. I'd like to have a guide out for people trying to start the Lion Diet to help people with autoimmune disorders. And a yacht would be nice. If I had to have a goal, I would like a yacht. I would also like to never fly commercial again. I hate flying commercial. Flying commercial is awful. Everything about airports is awful, and COVID made it worse. I think a quarter of the times, I flew a lot this year because Dad was on tour and I was opening for some of his shows. So there was a lot of flying around. And I swear, 1 out of 4 flights was delayed to the next day. To the next day. It was like, oh, you have to be somewhere today? Nah, we missed a wedding this year because of that. So I want to make enough money so that I can fly private. Plus, then I can contribute to global warming and make everyone a little bit angrier at me. Does your father want to adopt a child? I want to be his son. Dad has enough to deal with me. So I'm going to go with no. Would you consider homeschooling? So I found a school that looks pretty sweet in Miami for Scarlett. It looks pretty sweet. They teach programming to kindergartners. And there's a whole bunch of tortoises. They've got a boat. Like, it is extra. There's a swimming pool outside. It looks like a dream compared to the public schools I went to, which were shifty to say the least. Like, we had the ravine behind my high school where people just did ketamine. And I thought that was normal. It's like, people don't just do cocaine in high school. Ketamine, someone got stabbed. And I literally thought that was normal. I don't know if I'd change it. It was an art school too, so that was fun. But anyway, I would rather that Scarlett doesn't go to that kind of school. So I think, and I hope that I found a good school here. She starts kindergarten in August. But if it does end up being ideologically possessed and they start shoving garbage down Scarlett's throat, then I will pull her out. And if I can't find a non-ideologically possessed school, although I'm hoping there are some because this is Florida, albeit Miami, if I can't find some, then I'll probably hire a private teacher. I wouldn't consider homeschooling done by myself because I have too much work to do and I'm not interested in homeschooling kids. I don't have the patience for it and I wouldn't do a good job. I've been teaching Scarlett how to read over the summer, but that's like 15 minutes a day. And I think that's really valuable time that I spend with her. There is no way I could tolerate doing that for hours all day. Plus, I want to build my brand and finish my book and build Dad's brand and Peterson Academy, which is the big one, put out products. So yeah, I would consider homeschooling, but I wouldn't be the one doing the homeschooling. What is your middle name? My middle name, my full name is Michaela Alexis Roberts, which is my mom's last name, Peterson. Fuller. Ah, funny story. Okay, so when we went to get the marriage license, I was not exactly, I was excited, right, and nervous. And Jordan filled out the marriage certificate for me, and he put Michaela Alexis Roberts Fuller. Because I said, yes, I'll take your last name. I respect him. I want his last name. I now have his last name. But I got out, I signed everything, we leave, and I was like, wait a minute, is it Michaela Alexis Roberts Peterson Fuller? He was like, no, it's Michaela Alexis Roberts Fuller. And I like sat down outside on the concrete and was like, okay, I didn't agree to get rid of Peterson though. I didn't agree to get rid of Peterson. Okay, just let me sit here. Just let me sit here for a little, just let me sit here. And so he kind of walked away and then I felt bad because he was expecting me to be all excited, but I was like, no, it's like, I was like 30, I'm 30, this is my name. I had a little angsty moment. So right now I'm keeping Peterson for social media because I want to be searchable online. But I am using Fuller in day-to-day life, which is fun. Michaela Fuller. That was a funny story. I did freak out, but then I was happy about it, realistically. Plus, I really wouldn't want to marry someone who wasn't like, take my last name. They're like, oh, you can do whatever you want, darling. Like, nah. Have you looked into the impact of Botox on autoimmune conditions and food sensitivities? So I get Botox and I don't have any autoimmune symptoms on the diet and I don't get flare-ups from Botox. So that's one person. It's literally a toxin that freezes your muscle a bit. So I wouldn't say it's something to do that's healthy, but I started getting it right here when I was 23 because I'd been chronically horribly depressed for my entire life. And I had these frown lines that were just crazy. And it used to be my go-to expression, which was like, if I was thinking about something, I'd frown. And at one point my mom was like, you should get Botox because it might like relax your forehead. And I got Botox and it was such a relief. It was such a relief to not be glaring all the time, which I'm sure affects your serotonin levels. So I started getting Botox when I was 23, but I mean, I'm 30 now. So yeah, I get Botox. Anybody who doesn't want to be wrinkly gets Botox. And it doesn't flare up my autoimmunity, so I'm happy with it. Would you ever do a podcast with your husband? 100% yes. We have, in the living room, instead of a dining room table, we decided just to put a sofa and a couple of chairs to set it up as a podcast studio, but we just moved in here, so it's not set up yet. But he is going to be my first guest. I'm excited. What's the most important lesson you've learned about relationships? Go with your gut. Seriously. I used to not listen to my gut at all, right? I'd get bad vibes from people and I'd think, Well, there's no reason for me to feel that way. Let's just ignore it. Don't ignore that. Just go with it. It's probably your brain picking up on cues that you can't articulate and then giving you the answer. And so go with your gut. If you find somebody and they make you feel safe and calm, that's the right person. If you find someone and they freak you out, doesn't matter. Nothing else matters, right? If they freak you out on a level, avoid that. Do you have times when life was so difficult and you had no support and everything seemed meaningless? I'm definitely had times that were very difficult and I felt like I had no support and I felt like everybody was against me. I don't think I had points where things felt meaningless. I always felt like there was something more almost. So what kept me going through it was determination and anger and kind of like looking at my life as a narrative and thinking, I'm not letting it go this way. This isn't how it ends. This isn't how my story goes. I'm changing this no matter what. So I did definitely had times in my life like that. I had years like that. My entire life was like that, I would say, until very, very recently, with all the chronic illness and the way I got through it was being stubborn and thinking, I'm changing this no matter what. This is not how my life goes, right? Waking up every morning, even if I felt like I was in hell, thinking, one more day, I can do one more day, I can do one more month, I can do one more year, and I'm going to get through this. And at some point, things are going to change. I can feel that they're going to change. And they did change, which is great, because things were really bad for quite a while. And I think you can see that if you look at my old podcasts. I mean, I started my podcast when my dad was in the hospital in Serbia. And it just killed me. Like, I started the podcast because it kind of helped me escape, right? So I was spending a lot of time at the hospital and I was doing primary care, and the podcast was like, I could have an hour conversation with somebody who wasn't in the hell that was my life. And it was a bit of an escape, but I was like, for a lot of the episodes, I was crying before I started the episode. So like, it's weeping and then turn on the camera and start an episode. It was rough, but things are great right now. How similar and different are you and your husband on the big five aspects? We're almost identical, but his agreeableness is like zero. Like, if his conscientiousness levels weren't at 99th percentile, I would be very concerned. I told him earlier it was like fortunate that he had God, because his personality, his agreeableness, it's scary. But other than that, we're almost identical on all the aspects, which I think is really nice. So we're both super extroverted, hyper conscientious. I'm more open than him, although who knows how much my past with psychedelics has played into that. Although an open person is probably more inclined to take psychedelics. So that, and then neuroticism, he's like zero in neuroticism. I'm a little bit more neurotic, but still very, very low. And then agreeableness, I scored zero in politeness, zero, which I think is really good for doing more business-oriented stuff and negotiating. But my compassion, I think I was 89, so it kind of skewed me to average-ish agreeableness. He scored zero in compassion, like a lizard. Tips for self-confidence. This person works out, eats healthy, and looks good, but is still not confident. I would say do more things. I didn't get confident in my abilities until I had done more things, right? You're not going to be, if you're a 24-year-old, 25-year-old, 26-year-old, and you just graduated from university, and you're in your first job and you're not confident, you probably shouldn't be confident because you haven't actually done anything, right? I've been working for my dad since 2018 full-time, so that's getting to be 4 years. And I've been running a lot of business operations and finance and taxes. And because I've been doing that, I think it was only really this year that I was like, you know what? I'm actually pretty good at this, right? And that was only after talking to hundreds of business people and seeing how they work and seeing how I work. So I probably wasn't particularly confident until I was like 29 or 30. And that's because I'd been working full-time for a really long time and I'd accomplished a lot. So I think it's reasonable not to be self-confident until you've spent a number of years working on something and you're actually kind of good at it. right? I think it's good not to be too hard on yourself. So if you're beating yourself down, but you actually haven't had time to go out and do things, like give yourself a break there. But, and then if you already are 30 and you're still not self-confident, I'd say go out and do more things. And if you're still not confident after that, I would say, what's your definition of eating healthy? And probably make sure you're not eating any type of garbage because maybe it's impacting your neuroticism levels. Worst day slash best day you've had this year. Okay, worst day. The worst day was my mom texted me and my dad's akathisia had come back and I was already on a plane over to see him. And that was the worst day for sure. He's doing fantastic, by the way. But that was just awful. So that was the worst day. And the best day, Jordan Fuller. Do I have to say that? I call my dad, okay? We're just going to call Jordan Fuller Jordan. Can't be calling him Fuller, Jordan F. Anyway, 2 weeks after we met, he told me he wanted to marry me. And I almost had a heart attack because, one, it was 2 weeks. That was the main reason. And two, I had kind of put myself into this basket of people that were going to have a very, very, very difficult time finding somebody or getting married again because I'm extremely disagreeable. And if I'm with somebody, I can usually bowl them over. And I've had this issue for my entire life. So I end up with a man that's generally speaking more agreeable than me. And then it just doesn't work because we'll be having a discussion and then I'll say something and his feelings will get hurt. And I'll be like, okay, it's so unattractive to have a normal discussion with a man and then have their feelings get hurt when I'm not trying to hurt anyone's feelings, when it's like, that wasn't, I like, can't be walking around on eggshells. And so I was worried I wasn't going to be able to find somebody that I could actually communicate with. Fortunately, I found somebody who scored 0% in agreeableness. So it's been working out pretty well. But I think he told me he wanted to marry me and I said, okay, are you sure though? Because one, it's only been 2 weeks. You have no idea who I am. Two, I have a kid. Three, I'm still in the middle of a divorce that's been going on for like 4 years. Four, I work all the time, okay? And I'm not gonna stop working all the time. There were just a whole bunch of things. I was like, are you sure? Because you can't be sure. You can't be serious. But that was probably the best day this year. I think that even trumps wedding day. I was shocked. I was shocked for like 3 days. I was like, this man cannot be real. And then I think I'm going to finish up this Q&A with a cute story. So the other day, Scarlett's in bed and she goes, did you tell Jordan you had a kid before you guys met? And I was like, yeah, of course Jordan knew about you. I wasn't going to keep you a secret and then be like, hey, surprise, here's a kid. And she was like, oh. And I was like, why? She goes, oh, well, it would have been more fun if it was a surprise. And I was like, that is so cute. That is so cute that that's the way that she was thinking about it. That's like, what's wrong with having a kid? Look at me. I'm a cute little four-year-old. So I thought that was cute. That was the other day. Anyway, that was a bunch of questions. A little bit rambly, perhaps, but I hope you guys enjoyed. Thank you so much for the support and watching the channel. I'm hoping to go back to 2 podcast episodes a week. Hopefully some of those are in person. I'm going to do more opposing views. There's one on drag shows coming up, which should be quite interesting. But yeah, thanks for the support.